The seaborne cruise ship docked in Wrangell on a Tuesday morning. Roughly 400 passengers head a day to get their fill of this tiny island town. Some tourists wander with a map in hand, but I spent the day on a three-hour tour with about a dozen folks, mostly older couples.
This one intrigued us because it was on a much smaller ship, and we could get into lovely places like Wrangell that we had not seen before.
Judy Vineyard is from Arizona and has been to Alaska 5 times. She loves whale watching. The cruise passengers tell me they've already been to Juneau and other small southeast towns like Haines and Sitka. Some even started their journey in tourist hotspots like Seward and Denali. So I was curious, what more could Wrangell offer?
What I thought it was going to be, not as touristy, which is delightful, is just, I'm sure you want it to grow and you want it to get more touristy. But when you've been to other places and there are so many people walking around and it is just one little tourist shop after another, this is just a breath of fresh air. This is lovely.
Brooke Leslie is our Alaska Waters tour guide for the day. She's native and grew up and lives in Wrangell.
We are almost to Chief Shake's Tribal House. You can see it's that house right there out on the island.
She's taking us on the island heritage tour. It's geared towards the Tlingit history of the island. At the tribal house, we're greeted by Virginia Oliver and Arthur Larson in partnership with the Wrangell Cooperative Association. They show off their regalia.
Anyway, I wear the killer whale in honor of my great-grandparents, Chief George Shakes VI.
And tell native stories.
You've all heard of Raven. How many Raven stories have you heard? Have you heard any Raven stories?
I think it's pretty cool that these two aren't just making a buck off the tourists. They're active members in the local tribe, and they continue to teach and study Tlingit culture. After that, we head to the City Museum. It gives a comprehensive take of the town's history. Leslie is able to point out something from her own family history in the museum.
This is when he's playing basketball as a young boy. He's in high school here, right? Yes. Not everybody gets to say their grandpa's in a museum.
That's right.
In a super small town, maybe it's not that surprising to see your grandpa in the museum, playing basketball or smoking salmon. But Leslie says this is a moment that won't happen with tour guides throughout Alaska.
They're going to be going on tours with people that are just college students that are in Alaska just for the summer.
Leslie's a part of the community, and the tourists dig that. They don't just ask her about history. They ask her about her life today.
We all live a very subsistence way of life, and we actually live in Alaska. So just that in itself is unique.
Our last stop of the day is at Petroglyph Beach, where native rock carvings are scattered on the ground. Vineyard is trailing behind the group. She's interested in something else.
Are you beach combing?
I'm collecting sea glass.
You are?
We collect it all over the world, wherever we go. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be something if there was sea glass here? And there is. It's, you know, wherever they had a garbage dump is what it is.
Yes.
And then it washes up.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Well, trash is a recurring theme of Wrangell's history. I asked Vineyard, what was her favorite part of the day?
I loved in the chief's house. I loved talking to the two people that are native here. That was spectacular.
And even if Front Street isn't littered with gift shops, Vineyard was still able to get a souvenir.
And I'm excited about buying some garnets from this little girl.
In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.